But it was precisely this Stravinsky, this very child of Satan, bag of tricks and all, who appeared like an angel of deliverance just in time to lead the great rescue operation, the huge project of saving tonality in those critical years before World War I. See, the death of Mahler in 1911 and of Debussy shortly thereafter seemed like curtains. It was as though they had taken tonal music along with them to the grave. But resuscitation was at hand, and even as Schoenberg was renouncing tonality, Stravinsky was glorifying it in a piece called The Firebird. And while Schoenberg was dedicating himself to saving music by continuing that great subjective tradition, the chromatic, romantic tradition, Stravinsky, on the other hand, was presiding over a wholly new movement, heralding a brilliant new group of composers, all of whom stood ready to breathe life into what looked like a moribund situation. Now, Adorno would say, aha, artificial respiration, merely a temporary expedient. So what? What's so bad about a temporary rescue operation that lasted a good half century? And what the great Igor did over that 40-some year period was to keep tonality fresh by one means or another. Now again, Adorno would say that he kept it fresh by refrigeration, thus freezing the life out of it. And that would be a hostile way of describing what was actually true, namely, a new objectivity, a cleaner, cooler, slightly refrigerated kind of expression, which was the result of placing the creative self at a respectful distance from the created object, taking a more removed perspective on music.